Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I believe that you've laid this message in my heart for today. And so thou, Lord, prepare our hearts to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're approaching the closing of another year. And soon the beginning of a new one. It gives us a chance to have a self-examination. You almost finished with Christmas shopping? You got most of your things ready for the meal you're going to prepare? You know, our culture is so fast-paced, isn't it? Seldom do we just slow up a little bit and think about what direction we're going. It's much easier to just keep doing what we've always been doing. But we need to consider whether we need to have a course correction. How is your direction of your life going? Is it going the direction that you think the Lord would want it to? Or have you forged your own direction? In life, I've tried to forge my own direction many times, only to find out that it was the wrong direction. Who knows how many years I wasted doing it had I just given my life completely over to the Lord, including my direction. It would have been much smoother, would have been a much smoother transition. Why is it that we're so desirable to have our own way? We just think we have to have our own way. I think it's true in most areas of our life. It's certainly true in the spiritual realm. Today we're bombarded with all sorts of conflicting messages as to what to believe, what to put our value in, what to pursue. There is a big contrast between what the world promotes and what God's word teaches. And the sad part is that many Christians have been influenced more by our culture than by God's word. And it happens many times without them even realizing it. Let me give you an example. The world values power and prominence and prestige. But Jesus said, if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. John 12:26. It isn't that high-powered executive or celebrity or that prominent politician who receives honor in God's eyes, but it's the Christian who lives for Jesus and serves the Lord. And that's what I want to talk about today. What does it mean to serve God? Next week, I'll have a message of the greatest gift. But today, what does it mean to serve God? We many times think when we talk about service to God, we think this applies to pastors or maybe missionaries. Or maybe we may limit to work or service within the church here. But according to Colossians, and you can turn down now if you want, to Colossians chapter 3, if you're using the Bible in the pew, it's 12:27. Colossians chapter 3, while you're going there, I also will try to get there. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Now, if I was going to try to give you some advice as to how you could get advanced in your present career or your present job, I would probably give you this very verse. Whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord, as though the Lord was your employer, as though the Lord was your boss. Work at your job as though the Lord was your boss. And if you'll do that, you don't need to worry about the promotion. The promotion will come. The advancement that you're looking for will come. But you need to do whatever you do, whatever job you're working at. Maybe you're stuck in a job you don't like. Boy, I know many of us had jobs like that. But the Bible is very clear that no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at in your job or in your career, you do it as though the Lord was your boss. You know why that is? And you know why it will get your promotion? Because it won't matter what the boss tells you to do. You'll do it. And don't you stand there and gripe and make a fuss that you don't want to do that. Would you do that if Jesus told you? If Jesus told you to do that, would you just, no, I just don't want to do that. That's not my job title. You think you'd pull that off with Jesus if Jesus told you to do something? No. No, you wouldn't. So why are you trying to do that with your boss where you're working? Don't do it. The scripture's clear. Whatever you're doing, do it as unto the Lord. Do it as unto the Lord. Would you do a really, really good job if you were working for the Lord? Yes, you would. Then you need to do the same thing in your job that you're doing now. Whatever that job is, whatever that career is, you need to be doing that too. Do the best that you can. Do the best that you can. There was lots of jobs I had that I really didn't necessarily like, but I tried to keep this in mind. I tried to keep that scripture in mind, that no matter what I was doing, the Lord was my boss. And I didn't do it grumpily or complaining. I just did it. And if you'll do that, you'll be surprised at how quickly you'll be promoted. Jesus' disciples, they were seeking places of prominence. And so Jesus corrected them by saying, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. Matthew chapter 20, 25 through 28. Quite the opposite of what the world promotes, but it really should be each and every one of our ambitions to serve the Lord in whatever manner or whatever place, whatever time or whatever position that he chooses. And so, what does it mean to serve God? Well, we're to serve God, first of all, we should consider it to be a privilege because of the greatness of the one whom we serve. He is our Creator, the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. 1 Timothy 6, 15 and 16. You see, we're not serving a cruel and heartless dictator, but a loving Heavenly Father who sent his Son to rescue us from the condemnation of sin. John chapter 3 and verse 16. And with that, we join the patriarchs of Job and Moses and David and many of the others, and the prophets and the apostles, who were all counted it an honor to serve the Most High God. So first of all, we should consider it to be a privilege. And second of all, we need to serve the Lord because we are following in Christ's footsteps. The Apostle Paul said, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God. In Philippians 2, 5 and 7. But he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant. Do you understand what that is? That's Jesus, who existed in eternity. He existed all from eternity, except when he came into the world. Now we know him as Jesus. But he was pre-existent. And he emptied himself of all that power, of all that Godhead. He emptied himself to take on the form of a servant like you and me. Philippians 2, 5 and 7. He came as a servant of his Father. He never acted on his own. He only did that which the Father told him in John 8, 28. He came to service, and he came to give his life as a ransom for many. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45. And then third reason we should serve God, because it is a prelude of what we're going to be doing in all eternity. This is just an exercise of what we'll be doing for all eternity. There's so many things in this earthly life that we have to understand. It's a rehearsal for heaven. It's a rehearsal for heaven. In the last chapter of the Bible, it says that we will be serving the Lord forever. Revelation chapter 22 and 3. And when we stand before the Lord, he will evaluate our service if we've been faithful with the little that he has entrusted to us. He will entrust more to us in his kingdom. Matthew chapter 25 and 21. And then fourthly, we serve God out of love for him and gratitude for our salvation. You see, no amount of service that we can do can earn our salvation. We can't earn our salvation. Salvation is a gift of God. But we should be grateful to respond to our Savior. We should, instead of offering excuses, we should offer our service to him. Not out of duty, but that it should be a delight. And it'll be a delight when our hearts are overflowing with love and gratitude for all that God has done for us. In Psalms chapter 40 and verse 8. I think I marked that. I'd like to go back there and read that. Bear with me a little bit. Here we go. Psalms 40 and verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Do you delight today to do his will? Are you delighted to work for him? Are you delighted to do for him? He's done so much for us. Why would you not want to do so much for him as well? So how are we going about to serve the Lord? You know, that varies from each and every one of us here. That varies. You see, we were all uniquely created and gifted by God with certain talents. So there's different ways to serve the Lord. Some of you might be cooks, and you're serving God in the way of your cooking. And you deliver meals to our loved ones and to our church family. That's a service, you know. You're working for the Lord. That's a great gift. We don't all have that gift. I know my dad didn't have it. He could barely make eggs. I know he didn't have that gift, but some people have that gift. And it's a precious gift. So you are all unique. You all have wonderful gifts that God has given you. And so the way you serve differs. And many times it differs in seasons of our life. Different times. You know, we have the seasons that we enjoy here in Pennsylvania. And I enjoy all the seasons. I've often wondered how it would be like living in a place where you just have one season. Summer, 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 summer. You know, I think I get tired of that. We grumble and complain sometimes about seasons, but I love our seasons. I love all four of them. I love them. And that's how it is in our life. Let me give you an example. A young mother serves the Lord by caring for her children. That's how she serves the Lord. So things change as the children grow up. You see? But there is one thing that remains the same. We are to serve Christ by serving others. Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Now, we might have expected him to say, now you must wash my feet. But instead, he said, you also ought to wash one another's feet. How about that? Do you remember that? John 13, 14. How many of you ever went to a foot washing service? They usually had it, watch night service, in the beginning of the new year. So did I. So did I. That's quite a humbling experience, isn't it? It's a good idea, though. You know it's a good idea. So what should we derive from this text? That you should be willing to wash your brother's feet. Are you willing to wash their feet? Jesus was. Would you be willing to wash your brother's feet? Ladies, would you be willing to wash your sister's feet? It's a humbling experience. And we'd be willing to do that. None of us are too high that we should feel that we shouldn't be able, that we shouldn't do that. So I'm closing with this. Are you taking advantage of the opportunities that God places before you to serve him? There's lots of opportunities. I think over the year of the different opportunities we had of serving the Lord. Here we are in December. The calendar on my refrigerator is still intact. I can go back to January 2018, and I can just start leafing through each month. Lots of things that were expected and some things that weren't. Did I take advantage of the opportunities that was given to me? So here we have upon us another year. Maybe this coming year, you need to be alert to the doors of service that God opens for you. But sometimes we like to quickly close them because we don't think that we have that adequate talent or gift to use. But we all do. And we need to be a willing and faithful servant of the Almighty. Because it is the highest possible calling there is in life. So don't let those opportunities pass you by. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this message spoke to my heart this morning. I pray, Lord, that you will keep me alert to any open doors of opportunity that I have a chance to share. Maybe my testimony or my life or maybe an opportunity to share with somebody about you, how that you helped me in that similar situation. Lord, help me to be alert to all those opportunities in this new year, that I might find an opportunity there to serve you, and help me to always understand and realize that serving others is what you desire for each of us to do, to serve them in whatever way that we possibly can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.